the schedule, next team on the schedule, you build your team around the games that you play the most. They play 8 dome games, and then they play a couple of dome games against the Atlanta Falcons, and then, you know, they beat up on the Panthers and the Buccaneers are split with them, whatever the case may be. So they feel like they're going to play 10 times inside. You've built a fast track team. Well, I mean, I know people hate to hear it and talk about Bears weather and all that other stuff, but do you think for generations now, this team has been built like this because of where they play? Because I know we'll talk about Tom Brady.
I know we'll talk about Tom Brady,
but the fact that that's a once in a lifetime type of quarterback, you know, how do you put together why this team has been put together the way it is, like, over the years? What do you think the thought process is when we talk about defense and running game all the time?
I don't think there has been a consistent thought process from regime to regime. I just think something happens.
But why do you think those two tenets have always been the ones that have been, you know, regurgitated and pounded into our heads from childhood?
I think probably to pander to fans, because they think that's what people want. The linebackers.
But it started from somewhere, right?
Yeah, but it can't be.
I'm not saying it's the right thing.
Like bare weather.
I'm not saying it's the right thing, but we look at, you know, styles of play. Like, are there certain styles of play that are region specific?
Nobody's trying to be bad at offense.
I understand.
See, that's what I think it comes down to. It's the consistent failure to be good at offense. Look at the history of quarterbacking here. Mm-hmm. When Jay Cutler is by far and away the greatest passer that has ever put on your uniform, and there isn't even a close second, something is historically wrong.
But do you think that they cleave to those things of, okay, since we can't find this guy, or we never draft this guy?
No, I think that's the Trubisky draft pick. I think that's because Ryan Pace doesn't care about history and wants to find his Drew Brees.
I understand that. Yeah, but
I can't tell you why it keeps ending up like this.
People have wanted that for Cade McNown, and I'm not saying that Mitch is Cade or Mitch is Rex Grossman, but people have wanted that for the next new hot quarterback as well, and for whatever reason, it keeps falling back on play good defense and run the football.
I think it's just because they can't find sustainable offensive quality. And it just ends up you only have what you have. You have Devin Hester.
Meanwhile, the Packers can go from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly. And that's the difference. And that's why the Trubisky draft pick was supposed to take, as he says, take you out of that wilderness.
I hope so.
Rich Campbell is going to join us after an update. Not going anywhere. You got the score.
The Bears beat the Panthers. Keep it here as we recap the win, Mitch Trubisky's performance, and take a look at their next matchup with the Saints on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Where do you expect to sit at a professional sporting event for $30? Standing room, can't even get in. How about center ice at a Chicago Wolves game? Be there Saturday night for Superhero Night, presented by Marvel Universe Live. The Bears improved to 3-4 with a 17-3 win over Carolina yesterday. Next up for the Bears is New Orleans in Week 8, and safety Eddie Jackson is plenty pumped up about the way the defense is playing.
This can be a great defense. Even though I'm a rookie in the NFL, like, I'm telling these guys, I've been around some good defenses at Alabama, man. And this right here is like a pro level. The same. We got a front seven that can run. Guys in the secondary that can cover very well and come up and make tackles, man. And we just have a bright future. We just got to keep working, keep getting better. You know, we're a young defense with a lot of new faces. So everyone's just getting comfortable with each other, and we still got to keep working.
In baseball, Cubs bench coach Davey Martinez will interview for the Nationals managerial job. Meanwhile, assistant hitting coach Eric Hinsky is out the door. He'll be the new hitting coach for the Angels. The Mets introduced Mickey Callaway as their new skipper today. Alex Cora gets the Red Sox job. The Blackhawks play in Vegas tomorrow night. The Bulls are in Cleveland tomorrow. And after struggling earlier in the season, Dwayne Wade has asked the Cavs to take him out of the starting lineup. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Wintrust Community Banks, the official banks of the Chicago Cubs. Taco Bell's $5 cravings deal. Get a cheesy gordita crunch, a burrito supreme, nachos, a crunchy taco, and a Baja Blast, all for just $5. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
Touchdown Bears.
Rich Campbell.
I really can't answer that, Rich. I'm not going to go through a dissertation like that, Rich.
Covering the Bears for the Chicago Tribune.
Hey, coach. How are you?
Hey, how we doing?
Doing great.
Thank you.
Got Dal Loggins here for you, coach.
What's up, coach? How you doing?
What's up, Dal?
I'm going through my press conference now. Good luck with these guys. It's a tough group.
Thanks, Mike. We'll see you Sunday.
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 All
See you Sunday, Mike.
Rich Campbell with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
It's time for us to talk to Rich Campbell here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on a Victory Bears Monday. You're listening to 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watching the live video stream at watch670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle. Follow them on Instagram at American Needle.
Rich Campbell is brought to you by Ford. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores. Rich Campbell is on Twitter at @Rich_Campbell. He is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Hello, Rich.
Hey, guys. Still trying to figure out what entirely to make of this two-game heater the Bears are on. Defense showing up and the offense still sputtering in so many ways.
All right, let's start with the offense because that's what everybody wants to talk about because we know the defense is damn good. How much develop? I guess the $100 question is how much developing can you do when you don't allow your quarterback to establish a baseline through three games?
Yeah, I think it's significant, and the Bears are going to try to have to strike this balance and really. You know, the reality is John Fox is not in this to develop Mitch as much as he is just to win games and get the Bears a foothold in this rebuilding to keep his job as the coach here and find a way to just be successful as a team. Developing Mitch is secondary to that. And so you see situations like we have the last couple of weeks when the Bears are playing with the lead and, you know, Fox looks like the coach in basketball before the shot clock was instituted that, be content just dribbling the ball out from the first quarter on. I mean, he doesn't want to throw it downfield. He's talked about being risk averse in so many different forms. And so you couple that with the receiving core that's undermanned, this conservative directive from above. Mitch isn't going to throw it a bunch of times unless he's chasing the game. So it'll be really interesting to see when he finally gets into that situation, which may be Sunday against the Saints down in New Orleans. If he can throw it 30 times, 35 times, how he can do. Because right now the sample size just isn't very big.
All right, I know NFL coaches have outsized power sometimes compared to their counterparts in other sports. But this is what really bugs me. And it's about the lack of communication about what the mission is of the 2017 Chicago Bears. Because I know that if in Ryan's place it were somebody like Theo Epstein, there would be no cross purposes going on. That coach would be told, you're not being judged on wins and losses. You can't try to save your job by racking up a certain number of wins. We believe we will get closer to winning a Super Bowl by prioritizing the development of our quarterback. Now, I don't know what discussions have gone on and what discussions haven't gone on, but that would really anger me if I thought that these things weren't discussed explicitly, where one guy, who I think I need to win games, that'll save my job. I really hope that they can sit in a room together and say, here's what we're trying to accomplish. Here's how you're being evaluated. Here is how we are going to try to do what we believe our mission is, rather than play these games of guesswork and cross purposes.
Yeah, and I think it's an entirely fair expectation for anyone who follows the team. And I think we've come to know Ryan Pace over these 3 years so far as a good communicator. And the questions then sort of broaden from there. I mean, you could really get speculative on this issue because, as you said, we don't know everything that's been said between the two of them. But just think about the decision to hire Fox. Okay, Pace is the youngest general manager in the NFL. He still is. And he was sort of stuck after interviewing a couple guys. And suddenly Fox comes on the market. He leaves the Broncos. And here you have a bunch of dots that are connected interpersonally with those two. Fox is known for quick turnarounds in both Carolina and Denver. And there's this synergy there. There's this compatibility in that 2015 circumstance. Okay, well, fast forward 3 years now where Pace really has his legs under him and he has command of what he's trying to accomplish. And here he has this new quarterback. And now you ask yourself, okay, what Fox was brought here to do, does he still serve that purpose as the Bears look to develop Trubisky as the future of the franchise? And I think one of the just fascinating comparisons as we move forward here are the Rams and Jared Goff. as Goff has sort of found himself in the NFL after his two seasons, and that team is really on the rise. And you think about everything that's gone on in L.A. Well, what did they do? Yes, they parted with their longtime veteran defensive head coach. They've gone with a young, upstart, offensive-minded coach. This is speculative, and it's just something that's going to be an inescapable part of the conversation as the Bears go forward here. But we see it. They are not having Trubisky drop back 35 times in the interest of his development. Fox is out there to win games. Pace was very clear at the beginning of this that he wanted Trubisky to sit, and now Trubisky is playing before Pace wanted him to, and it's because the Bears needed to stay competitive and stay cohesive in the process here.
Do you see them making any calls? Because this Saints thing, I mean, you never know. Sometimes they throw a clunker out there, and the Packers aren't as hard to play against without Aaron Rodgers. Do you see anything here that maybe if they win a couple of these games here and then get a 4-game winning streak together, that they may go out and try to find a veteran wide receiver? Not trading for somebody, but maybe somebody that's on a couch right now just to have a professional look at some of these routes and maybe to further that developmental process for Mitch?
Yeah, I think it's easy to play out that hypothetical and hear how it makes sense. I really do, because at some point here, I think you have to delineate between what the Bears are at this point, which is still a building team, a team that's not quite in contention, a team that is showing promise and is showing signs of progress, versus a team that's really in contention and needs to take a step forward and try to somehow incorporate a more refined, polished receiver into what they're doing offensively. And I think get a better sense for this at the bye week. Let's see what they do in New Orleans. They've got some time off there to do some self-scouting and maybe dive more into what their options are and what they want their plan to be. I get it, though. I mean, look, you look at the game yesterday, and I believe Tanner Gentry's one target on 3rd and 13 for 8 yards was the only time a receiver was targeted in the game. That's broken. You know, that's broken. So the injuries have been a part of this. Personnel moves have been a part of this, and you have to just continue to keep looking for solutions everywhere, because it's just not suiting what the Bears need to accomplish on offense.
Is that wide receiver, at least from a slot perspective, actually on the roster with Tariq Cohen getting more reps at that position?
You can't help but feel for Kendall Wright a little bit here in a 1-year contract, a guy who actually does have some production in the league. And really, the Bears haven't gone to him much. Obviously, a week ago, he did have the big catch on 3rd and 11, and you suddenly saw a guy go up, twist his body around, make a grab, and think, okay, there's an option for him. But you heard Dow Logan say it last week, Tariq Cohen, they consider him their best playmaker in their offense, and you've got first series yesterday, 3rd and 3, and Trubisky's throwing downfield a back shoulder out and up to 5'6" Tariq Cohen on the back shoulder, and just looking at that thinking, my goodness, this is so far from ideal that's his target on that route in that situation. And so you understand they're just trying to make it work with what they've got. But then Deontay Thompson goes to Buffalo and has the game he did yesterday with 4 catches and I believe 107 yards. So it invites all sorts of questions.
Yeah, it'll invite the question of what your roster is made of, too, with having more than one guy or two guys at the bottom of that wide receiver core who only play special teams. Because if guys are going to be dropping like flies, you got to be able to get open a little bit. I want a guy with a little bit of a college football wide receiver pass instead of a dude who can just play a gunner on a kick team.
It's a fair point, and it really has come back to bite the Bears here. And I would imagine that Ryan Pace, given the way this season has played out so far and the fact that Trubisky is in and needs to be making meaningful strides here, this needs to be worth something if you're going to play through this. And if you also think you've got a defense to really make a jump forward next season, that, you know, regretting not establishing this receiving core a bit more, because, you know, even with the injuries to Cameron Meredith and Kevin White, you can look at that group at full strength and understand that was a very unproven group that showed itself to be like that even back in the spring, even in OTAs. I think, you know, people at House Hall had an understanding of how limited they were at receiver, and it just went from bad to worse. So I expect this receiving core to be entirely overhauled in the offseason. And so the problems in that regard are a little more temporary than big picture. But it's fair to ask how it's going to affect Trubisky long term because of how conservative and risk averse he is being told to be throughout these games.
All right, let's get to the defense. Looks like you got the pieces of a nice little secondary. Prince Amukamara, I think, has played pretty damn well. And Kyle Fuller's playing a physical level corner in a contract year. And you've got Adrian Amos around footballs that are in the air. And Eddie Jackson, who might have been a first or second round talent had he not broken his foot. This looks like a real secondary.
Yeah, it's wild, too, because this was the question mark. And it has been the question mark since this regime got here, as they really tried to build it front to back. And suddenly it has clicked a little bit. I mean, I don't think Eddie Jackson necessarily made jaw-dropping plays yesterday, scooping a fumble or catching a deflected ball. But part of it is the instincts to just be around the ball and to make a play when the opportunity is there for you. And we all knew his ability in the open field with the ball as a returner and defensive interception returner at Alabama really stood out to the Bears in their scouting of him. So you see the pieces here, and some of these are young guys who are going to be here for a while. And you know, for me, the question is Vic Fangio going to stay and have continuity beyond this year? Because the way that the front is playing and the way they've withstood injuries because of Kyle Fuller's resurgence and because of the inside linebacker depth, it really bodes well for how competitive they can remain, you know, for the rest of this season and beyond.
Not to mention what it does for the internal standing and external of Ryan Pace. Because the number of decisions that he's made, he drafted Leonard Floyd, he paid Akeem Hicks. You know, he's found some of these guys where when you really start to wonder, does this guy know what he's doing? When you start watching Mitch Trubisky and maybe trusting him a little bit, that he's got that sort of goodwill and capital built up for his most important player because of the performances of several others.
Well, and you look at how they built the defense just from a personnel standpoint. Let's go to the draft at first. The high picks, the highest picks they've invested on the defensive side, Leonard Floyd, ninth overall a year ago, and Eddie Goldman as the second round pick in their first year. And both of those guys are hits. I mean, both of those guys have been productive. They've been encouraging. And I think we would all agree that both of those guys can get better, can get a lot better. And part of that has been they've been healthy this year. That's a really good start. It's a problem that they had, you know, a season ago. And then you look at Akeem Hicks. That's a free agent signing. The Bears were familiar with the player from their time in New Orleans. They capitalized on it. They recognized how his personality and his skills fit exactly what they were building here. You know, it turned out he wasn't a fit in that 4-3 that New Orleans had gone to, but they realized he fit in the Bears locker room, in the Bears scheme, and he's been an excellent player. So you got those three centerpieces. And then from there, they've plugged the holes through free agency. I mean, you guys mentioned Prince Amukamara. He's been steady and good despite not having the flash plays. I think his breakup of that slant to Kelvin Benjamin yesterday that set up the interception, that was as important or as noteworthy as the interception itself. It was such a good play. And then like we mentioned, the inside linebacker depth that guys like Christian Jones and John Timu have stuck around long enough to be able to help them through some of these injuries here. It does bode well for the entire personnel staff, how they put that side together.
Rich, thanks as always, man. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Enjoy the week.
That is Rich Campbell of the Chicago Tribune, brought to you by Taco Bell. Introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla. Boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing.
312-644-6767 is the phone number if you want to jump in. It's a Victory Bears Monday. You're just getting in your car and you're still thinking about yesterday's victory against the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton, who did not look good. He looked shook for a lot of that game. Devin Funchess and those boys didn't help him out. And Greg Olsen, he returns and he's hurt. I saw his big old Air Force One on the top of the suite right there, and he comes down and hangs out on the sideline to watch his team get an L. Speaking of, Lance Briggs was sending shots out to Peanut Tillman. I think he tweeted or said something to the effect on social media, I wonder who Peanut is rooting for, because, of course, Carolina and Chicago were playing. So if you want to jump in with anything that you saw with Tariq Cohen's 70-yard catch or Mitchell Trubisky having the handcuffs on or that defense turning into something that is more than respectable right here for you.
Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Eddie Jackson Alan Parkins talked to Bears safety Eddie Jackson after his big game.
First player in NFL history with two defensive touchdowns of over 75 yards.
When we get the ball in the secondary, we're thinking touchdowns. You know, we go into a wide receiver mindset and help defense get some points on the board.
Hear the entire Spiegel and Parkins interview with Eddie Jackson at 670thescore.com.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Week 7 of the NFL season brought a ton of injury news. Cleveland Browns tackle Joe Thomas's massive consecutive snap streak was broken after he went down with a tricep injury in a loss to the Titans. Cardinals QB Carson Palmer broke his arm, and Cowboys kicker Dan Bailey hurt his groin, forcing safety Jeff Heath to Pop Warner it and handle extra point and kickoff duties. But the most interesting one happened down in Miami, where quarterback Jay Cutler goes down with a broken rib and is replaced by Matt Moore, who brought the Dolphins back from a 14-point fourth-quarter deficit to beat the Jets. Cutler was actually playing great, but his misfortune opened the door for what a lot of people have been calling for, Matt Moore at the helm. He'll get his chance to prove his worth as the Dolphins play Thursday night against the Ravens, and if he looks good, expect the dreaded QB controversy, and maybe Jay Cutler trying to get his broadcasting gig back. I'm Tiki Barber.
Dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Hey, football fans, Jeff Joniak here. When savings are on the line for your home team, here's a tip you can really rally behind. Smart thermostats make saving energy easy and puts you in control by allowing you to adjust the temperature remotely. To make it even easier, ComEd is offering up to a $100 rebate on select smart thermostats. Learn more about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program and instant rebates at ComEd.com/marketplace. ComEd, powering lives. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program is funded in compliance with state law.
You accomplished a lot today, and you're only getting started. Every day, you want to do more than the day before. Now, with our help, you will. At Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network, we're helping you get more out of healthcare and more out of life. We believe it's time to stretch dollars and imaginations even further, to think creatively and collaboratively. We believe it's time for more. Find out how Blue Cross can bring more to you and your business. Visit timeformore.com.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts. FHA loans are outstanding for first-time home owners with decent credit, putting down at least 3.5% of the purchase price and who've had recent credit challenges. The Team Hochberg FHA Mortgage Experts originate more FHA loans in a year than most loan officers originate in their career. When securing an FHA loan, you have two options. You can work with a loan officer claiming to be an FHA loan expert, or you can work with Team Hochberg's FHA loan experts who know FHA guidelines and will help you secure the lowest interest rate and closing costs. When you, your friends, family, coworkers, or neighbors need an FHA loan, call David at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David and Team Hochberg have helped thousands of Score listeners, but you can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee Number 4358, NMLS 19.
Hey, it's Mark Rohde with Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. And Ryan, I know you have a couple offices here in the Chicagoland area, but do you really go meet people at their offices if that's most convenient for them?
Absolutely, Mark. A mortgage is a huge financial commitment, and a lot of the borrowers at thehomeloanexpert.com, they want to sit down and they want to meet with us face-to-face to go over the application. And to be honest, we prefer that way too. If your current mortgage rate is not in the twos, or if you're considering buying a home, apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You have roofs to shingle. A lot of them. What you don't have is time to waste running all over town to get shingles. That's why the Home Depot has job site delivery and bulk pricing on job lot quantities of GAF Timberline shingles. And with our Pro Extra Rewards program, you also get purchase tracking and more, saving time and money. Now that's a reward. Join the Pro Extra Rewards program and get the benefits you deserve. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs. Oh, you've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to see play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game.
Yeah, this isn't. He's like a game clerk.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
U/real life.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You want me to start pushing buttons? I'm happy to do it.
Not necessarily, but, you know, that's why we're here. For the people to let you know how they felt this weekend.
It's
There's
Bears
a whole
Monday.
Bunch of stuff happened. Oh, no doubt. It's Bears Monday. There's a whole bunch of stuff that happened this weekend. I am right there with you, Romy. On the whole Jim Harbaugh thing, even though I don't want to feel that way.
And there's some NBA stuff, too. There's the Phoenix Suns are in full meltdown mode. Our guy, Earl.
Earl's gone.
Yeah, we had dinner with Earl.
We didn't have dinner with Earl. We had dinner in the same vicinity as Earl.
He was trying to put the sweet moves on the lovely lady.
Why are you saying trying? He probably did. You know, maybe that's his girlfriend of long standing.
Well, that's his wife?
Maybe not. Yeah, maybe that was his wife.
You can
woo your own wife, you know?
Yeah, oh, you should.
Yeah, that's he's a long married man.
Hey, that is how you keep a relationship going, I hear. By making sure that your lady knows that she is the number one priority in your life and her happiness is paramount. That is how that is how things stay the way they're supposed to stay.
In Grand Rapids, Keith is on The Score.
How you doing, guys?
What's up, Keith?
I had just 2 points. Number one was we seem so negative about the Bears.
Okay, who's we and what exactly was said?
Well, when Jason said the secondary was so-so.
I just said the secondary was so-so.
You're wrong, Keith.
Keith, have you been listening? I just said that Prince and Mark.
Listened the whole time.
Keith, were you just listening to the segment we did with Rich Campbell where I said Prince Amukamara? Hold on, Keith.
Keith, stop talking.
Keith, I'm asking you.
No, you haven't made your first point. Stop talking for a second and listen.
Keith, you heard my thought because I don't want to be misrepresented. I have no problem saying someone is trash. None at all. I get paid to give my opinion. But did you not just hear what I said about Prince Amukamara being a damn fine player and actually probably playing better than Kyle Fuller the last 3 weeks? Did you hear that I said that Adrian Amos? So what do you mean I said that the secondary
before,
is so-so?
Before that, you said the secondary was so-so.
In terms of? Because I don't remember saying this. What was I referring
to? Well, let me pull up the podcast. But the second thing was...
second of all, wait, hold on.
But I don't like
Before we get to your second thing.
Misrepresenting what I'm saying is not the move.
First of all, don't misrepresent what somebody says.
Kyle Fuller's been playing like a Pro Bowl corner, and Eddie Jackson has been around the football.
That's ridiculous. Second of all,
don't be so angry, man.
Why does criticism of the Bears bother you?
No, because you guys always beat up on all Chicago teams.
We always beat up on all Chicago teams.
We beat the hell out of the Cubs.
Oh, yeah, we really destroyed those Cubs, didn't we?
Keith, just say that you listen to a lot of sports radio and you can't tell the difference between all the voices.
I listen to you guys every day. Can I listen?
Okay.
One more thing.
Why do you listen if you can't understand what you're hearing? If you're hearing what you think is always beating up on all Chicago teams.
I'm trying.
There's something
Keith.
Wrong either with your ears or your brain.
I'm trying with you, Keith, but you're not doing very well here.
Harsh criticism. Why did you guys say that it was such a bad game yesterday? It was a good game.
I didn't say any bit of that.
You said the complete opposite all
day. You said the opposite. Did you read I wrote 600 words on it with exactly how I felt about how fun that game was.
We started the show today. Keith.
I'm sorry. I did not read your...
Well, no.
I said all the same things.
Yeah, Keith, he said it the whole show. Keith.
The whole show. I said how much fun I had.
We started the transition.
Honestly, is there something wrong with you?
You said the opposite of everything that's been said today, Keith.
Not to your second point yet. We're not at your second point yet. The first point. Seriously, do you have a mental problem?
Well, if you do, I hope you're getting help for it. Keith, you said the opposite of everything that's been said on today's show.
Jason, you said that you slighted, you dissed. You dissed the secondary.
Oh.
You said they're so-so or whatever you said.
No, I didn't say
that.
You didn't.
Keith?
You did.
Keith, hold on, Keith. we're dealing with a mental patient. Because, Keith, you then said that I didn't think the game was fun?
The football game was not fun?
That's what you said that this I said it was a bad
awesome.
Game.
People don't believe me when I say I talk to crazy people all the time.
Yeah, okay.
You're talking to me right now. Yeah, Keith, you're talking to me right now.
This is Dan Bernstein.
This is Dan Bernstein. Okay. Now, you believe that I said it was a bad game?
In what context?
No, those are the words you said. When I started this show, I started this show at 1 o'clock today saying how much fun I had watching that game. But your first point is horrible.
Yeah, your premise has been flawed from jump.
If you have owners that don't want to win.
Keith, thanks for listening.
He's stuck in like 92.
Don't call again.
Well, there's that.
Scoreboard update.
It's 5:32.
No chuckle. There's no chuckle there. That's not chuckle worthy, Julie. Bile is building up in every part of my body because of this, and you chuckle?
I'm laughing at Dan asking him if he's a mental patient.
Well, I wanted to make sure
he's in a home.
He can get some help.
We have dear friends of this show who are in facilities
and often call.
And it's possible.
Hell, we got one that wrote a book. I'm sorry, girls. I'm sorry. It's hard though when someone says something that you just did not say.
Right. If you want to be mad at me for something I said,
I got no problem.
I'm cool with that.
You know, this guy called in to Maggie and I show on Saturday and said something really stupid, but he prefaced it with, I call into Bernstein and Goff a lot.
That's a tell.
So you know I'm stupid.
Exactly. That's pretty much what he's telling you and Maggie. All right. Sorry, girls.
All right. It's 5:33 in the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Where do you expect to sit at a professional sporting event for $30? Standing room? Can't even get in? How about center ice at a Chicago Wolves game? Be there Saturday night for a superhero night presented by Marvel Universe Live. Believe it or not, the Bears are now just one game under 500 on the year with a 17-3 win over Carolina yesterday. They'll take on New Orleans in week 8 before they head into the bye week. Monday Night Football tonight, Washington at Philadelphia. You can hear that one here on The Score. Cubs bench coach Davey Martinez could be leaving. He's going to interview for the Nationals job, and Cubs assistant hitting coach Eric Hinsky already gone. He's left to become the new hitting coach for the Angels. Game one of the World Series between the Dodgers and Astros tomorrow night in L.A. Blackhawks play in Vegas tomorrow night. The Bulls play in Cleveland tomorrow. Make Burlington Stores your coat headquarters for your whole family and save up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington's packed with anoraks, faux leather, quilted bombers, puffers, plus boots, scarves, hats, and gloves. Burlington's style for everyone. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Predictability is pretty cool. And when you're heading in or out of downtown Chicago, no one's more predictable than Metra. Discover how good it feels to fly by traffic and enjoy 96% on-time performance at metrorail.com.
This segment brought to you by Sovereign Health. If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction or mental health problems, Sovereign Health provides confidential treatment services and support to solve your problems. Call 888-383-CARE. Insurance accepted. Grabbing phone calls for a few minutes here. We'll do transition with Lawrence Holmes. We get close to the top of the hour. Naperville, our next stop. And Chris, you're on the score.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good. So obviously we're going to be going in 6 days to a very hostile environment in New Orleans to meet the surging Saints. I was curious on your take of what we can do to, A, slow them down if we can, or B,
hit them. Hit the quarterback and knock his body under the ground and jump up and down on
him. He lets go of that ball quickly, Dan. We appreciate your call, man. He lets go of that ball so quickly that it's hard. This is that game where you got to bat down as many passes as you possibly can, and you got to rough up that wide receiver core. Michael Thomas is a big physical dude, but I think other than that, you can jostle those dudes a little bit, and you can't allow them to run the ball.
Right. The rhythm of their passing game, like you say, he lets it go. Step. Gone. Mm-hmm. So you have to have that clock in your head as a pass rusher, where if you're not home, when that alarm bell's going off, hands up and jump, like you say. The best way to disrupt a rhythm passing game, know where the passing lanes are and just get stuff in the passing lanes.
You need
lanes.
To suit up Alex Brown is what you need to do.
Hey, he was great at it.
Can you name, Hawk Harrelson, can you name a better ball batter? At defensive end.
At defensive end. Because there was that Cardinals team that had Eric Swan in the middle. They had a couple guys on the outside. I forgot. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's going to kill me. But there was...
Eric Swan was like 6'6", like 320, chiseled. Played semi-pro football.
Never played college, right? That's a good question. The best ball batters. Again, you know, Javon Kearse was awesome at it.
I'm talking about Bears.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. Hampton would just eat you. He just take the ball and you know.
Right. Kicking the nuts. Right, exactly. Yeah, off the top of my head, I guess the answer
That's
is.
Why he had those big old mittens, too. Like, if you ever see AB's gloves, they look like offensive tackle gloves because he had them, you know, he didn't want those things bent back. That dude got 7 sacks in a game in the SEC and then came on to the NFL scene and was like, I'm going to be a terrific run defender and get these checks for 7, 8, 9 years. And he was a New Orleans Saints player as well at the end, I think. I think he was.
It was kind of a rule. Like, Ditka had to go there. Olin had to go there.
It was Alex the Bears conversion program.
Yeah. Right. We're going to say good evening to Lawrence Holmes in just a moment here on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, you absolutely need an expert. Call the agent I would trust to sell my home. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity Realty. Here's a story about Amy's work. It's not every day that a home sells for more than list price, but that's exactly what Rachel experienced when she hired Amy Kite. Amy listed the home for $125,000, then engaged her powerful marketing, which created so much demand with 20 showings and 4 offers in just 6 days, it's over $4,000 over the asking price. Amy Kite is unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline. If the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. Not only are Amy's fees flexible, but you will actually have an immediate offer on your home. And if it doesn't sell for the price and deadline you agreed to, she will have bought it for cash, or she can help you negotiate through multiple offers to get the most money. Call the realtor who I would trust, the realtor who I love, the realtor that you need to go to. She's the best in the Chicagoland area. That's Amy Kite. 847-877-9881 is the phone number, or online at Amy Will Sell Your Home.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, football fans. Jeff Joniak here. When savings are on the line for your home team, here's a tip you can really rally behind. Smart thermostats make saving energy easy and put you in control by allowing you to adjust the temperature remotely. To make it even easier, ComEd is offering up to a $100 rebate on select smart thermostats. Learn more about the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program and instant rebates at ComEd.com/marketplace. ComEd, powering lives. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program is funded in compliance with state law.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider has expanded driving opportunities in the Chicago area, and they'll be holding driver hiring events soon. Come visit with a Schneider recruiter at one of the hiring events being held in the Chicago area between October 21st and October 30th. Get full hiring event and driving job info, including limited time sign-on bonuses at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com. SchneiderJobs.com.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th, and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carryout only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Sports. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
Lawrence.
Still waiting on them Big Ten wins.
This segment is brought to you by Credit Karma.
Taking too much pleasure in that.
Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. And Transition, brought to you by Web Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Web Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
Jay, he'll dance when I get fired, so it's fine.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
Maybe his son that wants to be called Coach will, but
call him Coach Smith.
I was like, you know I don't call your dad that, right?
Not going to happen with you either.
Junior. Get out of the kitchen, Junior.
Not going to happen. What's up, man?
Nothing. How was your weekend, doing, bro? It was great. It was really, got a lot of stuff done.
Did you go to a desert?
No.
Every weekend, this man
this
is...
time of year, once
this
it starts
is the
getting cool,
Tom Joyner of sports radio. This man got more frequent flyer miles than something.
No, we're going on the 5th.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it'll be Bears bye week. Dude. So I won't have anything to do. So we're gonna go to Albuquerque.
I did not plan the old Bears.
Check out the Cubs plane.
Yeah, real different.
Yeah, well.
So was it Q's?
It was Q's wife
that had a panic attack.
I don't know if it was a panic attack, but it was some sort of respiratory thing. But she was fine, yeah, like the next day. But then what happened was the pilots timed out.
Yeah. Right. So he's like, I'm done.
He's like, I'm out.
Where's the rum?
So y'all gonna have to find someone else. I'm kicking it here in Albuquerque.
Have you ever flown with somebody who's like really bad at flying?
Like a pilot who is bad at it?
No. Shut up, Dan.
No, I'm asking. Have you ever?
Because if you did, you probably didn't make it back. Yeah. But not that I can think of. I don't think I've ever. I mean, yes. I didn't fly a lot when I don't think my first flight was not until college. I don't think I ever got on an airplane before I got to college.
Nicole wasn't the best flyer when we first started traveling together. And I think through like as time has gone on, my mom has gotten that way too. You know, it sounds awful. It's gonna sound awful, but I think about it every time I get on a plane now. Like, you know what? This might be the plane that goes down.
Because of you're doing the numbers in your head?
No, just I've never thought like that before. And I'm like, you know what? This might be it. I say a little something, something. You know, I send out the I love you text to all the people. And I've never done that before. What like the last four or five flights, even with you guys when we travel together, I've never, and I won't, now I'm telling you, but like I'll say to myself, like, you know what? This might be the one. And I can't do anything about it. So where's the Jack Daniels?
I've only said that to myself on tiny little planes. When we take the float plane in and we go fishing up in Canada, and it's not instrument flying, it's sight flying, and it's just a guy, how's it going there, eh?
Yeah.
And he's got a T-shirt on, and he's 19. There's six seats. Yeah. They make you sign the manifest.
Yeah.
So if they have to find your body, they know who was on the plane. And we've had some rough ones. We've had some ones where I have literally kissed the dock upon arriving.
Well, that's why DePaul had a flight. Yep. Man, it must have been 6 or 7 years ago. We were going to the Virgin Islands to play in the shootout there.
I remember when this happened to you.
And it was one of those. First of all, I'm terrified to fly over water. I act like I'm not, but I'm totally terrified of it. And I'm sitting there. And we had a little, Tom Kleinschmidt was one of the coaches back then, and he was standing in the aisle, and we had one of those air pocket dips.
Oh, yeah.
And he hit the top of the plane.
Yeah, that's like Castaway. Yeah.
I was just sitting there going, oh, look, because I'm like, where are we? And you just feel like you're kind of drifting from side to side as there's air under each wing. And then we got on the ground in the Virgin Islands, and I was like, yeah. This is nice to be on the ground again. I could just kick it here for a while. It'd be good.
Worst flyer I ever saw was, and I saw a lot of this with guys in pro basketball who hadn't done a lot of flying before, and even in college, a lot of guys at smaller colleges that were taking a lot of bus trips. And this was a big school guy, Nikita Wilson, who played at LSU. He was a star at LSU. He was a second round pick of the Trailblazers, and then he played in overseas and in minor leagues forever. Did very well for himself. We were flying from Seattle to Yakima at night in a snowstorm around Mount Rainier, like in the mountains.
Right.
Tiny little plane.
Navigating.
Tiny little prop plane in the mountains in a snowstorm at night. And you could tell that the pilot was a little agitated.
Oh, you could feel it.
Like, you know, if Chuck Yeager's there, well, we're just experiencing a little bit of a chop and we should be fine. But when the guy's like, this is 2-2-4. And you're like, oh, great. So he is shaking. Nikita is literally trembling. This is a guy, this is, you know, 6'9" and, you know, trembling and like holding.
No matter how big you are when you're up there.
No,
man.
And he's like holding other people and like trying to hug people and stuff.
Man.
He was freaking out. Like, truly.
Yeah, throw him a couple Zans and call it a night.
Well, that's no.
I mean that's the way
what people do.
That's the way to go.
He was a wreck.
I was on a flight to Las Vegas a couple years ago, and it was one of those things where you're just like, I was on the spur of the moment. I was just going to go out there and hang out. I'm talking to a bunch of guys that are on their way to a bachelor party. And, you know, you're about 2.5 hours into the flight. And the pilot's like, yeah. So we're on our way to Salt Lake City. And we just passed Denver. We're closer to Denver than Salt Lake City. So we're going to turn around and we're going to land in Denver because something's wrong with one of the engines. And the bachelor party dudes, like, they've been partying since we left the gate at Midway. And they're like, shut it down. They're like, what? Like
angry as hell.
And we get down to Denver, and I'm just happy to be on the ground. Right. I'm like, oh, okay, they're going to bring us another plane. We're going to be in Vegas in a couple of hours. Okay. It's fine. These brothers were mad. They were like, we're going to miss the bachelor party. I'm like, you're not going
to. Not at all.
There's no way.
Right. It'll continue.
Yeah, you're going to get there, and it's going to be fine.
You're going to go to the greatest establishment of all time, which is located in Vegas.
Which is?
Lacey's.
I don't know. Dreams
come true at this place, Dan Bernstein.
What we do in Vegas is so different.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. No, first of all, when I go to Vegas, it's for a couple of days of losing money and drinking.
Like that's me.
But you do hikes and
you'll
go out to Henderson and all that other stuff.
What happens
I don't
at
wanna,
Lacey's?
Well, you know true. What happens at Lacey's.
I don't know what Lacey's true. Is. I don't know if
it
it's
is,
a,
it
a
is,
gentleman's club.
It, yes, it is. It is a spectacle. Where
you can learn some things.
But this is the thing too. It's not just like when you're running the mill. It's like a performance, like choreography.
Like Atlanta.
No. What?
But isn't Atlanta
Magic City is
isn't that more of like a lifestyle thing than an
that's
event?
The club in right. Atlanta.
Yeah, like people go to the strip club in Atlanta to eat.
To eat, yeah. Because some of the restaurants. Well,
you'd be surprised.
Even if the food is great, it's just
Cheetah's has a 5-star kitchen. They share a 5-star kitchen with the restaurant next to it. Like
you
get your food going through that door, or get your food. Trust me, it does. But when you look over and John Abraham's giving you the thumbs up, and you're like, all right, we good here. Yeah, chicken tenders for everybody.
Like, wow, look at that. More Bernays sauce. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Right. And then your home is being showed to you by the same person you met at the club that night. You're like, wait a minute.
I saw you. Right. Oh, your name is Cinnamon.
You'd be surprised how many real estate agents are out there.
Right, you're destiny.
So that's why I go to Amy Kite now, because I don't want no parts of that foolishness out
it
there.
Yeah,
that actually happened to me. Same thing happened with Hochberg.
Well, he's known for the pasties.
What do you think of this? Your APR is way too high.
Looking like Bart in the future on The Simpsons.
And the stripper. I'll wash myself with a rag on the
Shut it down.
Yeah, probably best, Tanny. Good call by you. Lawrence, what do you got for us tonight?
Well, I have the short show because we got Monday Night Football. Although this week, now that there's no more Cubs, we got some longer shows this week, and I'm excited about that. We're going to talk about the Bears. Like, just going through the, I love just getting the stat book yesterday and then looking at the targets. Like, not even the reception, just looking at the targets.
It's high school stuff.
Absolutely high school. So we'll talk about that and how great the defense is playing. And like I was telling you guys on Friday, they put themselves in a position to be relevant again with a win. And there they are. They now have the win. They might be able to get another win. And the second half of their season is not half as hard as the first half of their season.
Yeah, we're going through some of those games. Tanny and Shep were bringing it up. This team's going to mess around and be 7-9, 8-9.
You got the Browns and the 49ers on the back end of your schedule. It's possible that they could be 7-9 now.
We thank Zach Zaidman, Dan Pompey, and Rich Campbell for joining us. We thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
I felt like there's a lot of heart on this football team. Really, to me, personifies this city, doesn't it? You know, heart, toughness, blue collar.
And our executive producer, Nikki the Kid, Nick Sepkowski.
14-0, Jacksonville. Two drives, two touchdowns, back to the bird.
Do we even call him the bird anymore?
The bird, yes.
All right, Iron Eagle.
Thank you. Fred. Where's Phil been? Don't answer that.
Was that rhetorical?
Shoot your shot, Iron. Let him know. Damn it, I'm the number two man on CBS.
I ain't got off a couple
good
ones yesterday.
Yes, he did. And the Sultan of Sound, the audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
Rookies in the league after 6 weeks, the most ever rookie scrimmage yards. 8,352, breaking a record set in 2014 by a lot. And in the first 6 weeks, now almost seven, 61 touchdowns by rookies. You got to go back to your draft class, Tom, 83 with 57.
83.
I thought you were going to hit it twice. All right. For Dan Bernstein, Nick Sepkowski, Brian Gertsch, Chris Tannehill, I'm Jason Goff saying thank you for listening to the show. Lawrence Holmes is coming up next. Monday Night Football after that. You're listening to 670 The Score.
horn goes off, track shoes out of the building.
The Bears beat the Panthers. Keep it here as we recap the game, analyze Mitch Trubisky's performance, and take a look at their next matchup against Ryan Pace's old team, the New Orleans Saints, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
What's up, Galaxy? It's Jay from The Jay Show, and Star Trek, one of the most iconic and influential global television franchises, returns 50 years after it first premiered with Star Trek Discovery. The CBS All Access original series features a new ship, new characters, and new missions, while embracing the same ideology and hope for the future that inspired a generation of dreamers and doers. Star Trek Discovery is available exclusively on CBS All Access and premieres Sunday, September 24th at 8:30 and 7:30 Central. Stream the world premiere live, then watch the next episode on demand immediately after. CBS All Access subscribers can watch the epic journey unfold every Sunday across devices. Start your free trial now at cbs.com/StarTrek.
Time to shed some light on light bulbs. Don't just settle for any light bulb. Make sure it's the right bulb, and that means where you buy them matters. Right now at the Home Depot, a 10-pack of Fight LED bulbs is $12.88. That's just $1.29 a bulb, and they last up to 10 years, which means you'll save now and save even more in the long run. The right bulb in all the right styles, colors, shapes, and sizes. Like a 10-pack of Fight LED light bulbs, just $12.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and check deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank. Member FDIC.
You have roofs to shingle, a lot of them. What you don't have is time to waste running all over town to get shingles. That's why the Home Depot has job site delivery and bulk pricing on job lot quantities of GAF Timberline shingles. And with our Pro Extra Rewards program, you also get purchase tracking and more, saving time and money. Now that's a reward. Join the Pro Extra Rewards program and get the benefits you deserve. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of supreme knowledge. Progressive Direct has not only revealed their rates, but those of their competitors. If you were any more in the know, you would be drowning in, you know, the know.
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates, because knowledge is power. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The entire year is about the education of Mitch Trubisky. They traded up. They drafted a quarterback. You can win with a championship caliber defense. And the Bears defense has scored 3 touchdowns in 2 weeks and not allowed a single touchdown.
Yeah.
Like, that changes the conversation in the small term.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
You've got duct tape. You've got handcuffs. Oh, you've got chicken wire. You've got everything around the young man's hands that everybody wants to see play football.
That's the issue. He's not even a game manager.
They're not giving him the game. Yeah,